Chad and Ballsy Daily. With material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf and stuff they could never get away with on the air, listener discretion is advised. Yeah, the boss told me to say that.
Welcome to the podcast for a Friday. And nice weekend ahead. Patio beers. I see them, many of them in my future.
You didn't sing the intro again.
I'm not singing intros for you every time. And Taryn Cochran is here today. Yeah. And I feel very embarrassed singing in front of Taryn.
Why?
I'd actually be more comfortable if you did.
Would
yeah,
you?
See, yeah. See, there
welcome
go.
To the podcast. Yeah.
There you go.
Well, no, wait. I should have a Limp Bizkit theme because Taryn's a huge Limp Bizkit fan.
Not a word of a lie. I was listening to Limp Bizkit last night.
Okay, but wait.
It's just one of those days.
Okay, but wait a minute. This guy comes in yeah. once in a blue moon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're happy about that.
I like Taryn. I like him more than you, actually.
I like him, but I ask you to sing and you shoot me down. He says, I'd like you to sing, and then he sings.
Because I like Taryn more than you.
Trying to win my heart, right?
Yeah. No, and I'm being a good host.
Well,
yeah.
If he's trying to win your heart, he should have sang Celine Dion.
I'm like Ice-T. I'm like good host.
Ice-T. There we
nothing
go.
Like I went Ice-T. To Costco. By the way, I went to Costco the other day, yeah. and they were selling good host Ice-T. It was on sale. Those things come in like barrels now, huh?
Yeah, you could quench the thirst of the Scottish army with that.
No wonder we're all diabetic.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're diabetic. Are you diabetic?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, well, probably though. Me too.
After going to Costco, I might be.
Anyway.
Yeah, okay. So, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So, you're a father of two?
Yes.
A new
yeah.
child.
Brand new, yeah. Yeah.
Like how new?
1 month.
Good. I got a great question for you then. Let's check this out.
Absolutely.
Here. Couples who eat seafood at least twice a week have more sex and get pregnant faster, according to a new study. They say the oysters act as aphrodisiacs. And so is that true? Does your family like seafood?
No, you know what? We tried. We tried for years. And
to have sex or eat seafood?
To have sex. I'm still figuring out. I don't know how it works. But see, I went to Strasbourg. I went to William Draper School in Strasbourg. So our sex ed program wasn't as in-depth and exhausting as a big city. So it was just kind of learn as you go, right?
What I find that Strasbourg was probably much like Lanigan was, just don't touch livestock.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was the sex ed class.
Happy I grew up in Regina. So because Strasbourg sex education was lacking, did your dad have the talk with you or your mom?
My mom actually just told me her advice in passing. It wasn't like she closed the door and sat me down and said, all right, here is how it works. It was, once you start, you can't stop. So just be mindful of that. Once you start, you're not stopping.
My dad cleared the room of my mom and my younger brother, and we sat down, and this would have been 1985-ish. And he started to have the talk, and then all of a sudden, David Hasselhoff and Knight Rider came on, and that was it. Started watching Knight Rider, so there you go.
So every time you hear the Knight Rider theme, now.
That's my sex song. It's not like Marvin Gaye or something. It's Kit.
Lights go low.
Michael, I don't know if we should do that.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Taryn Cochran joining us. You're a man about town. You're all over social media. How is it that you became so prolific in this town? Like you've just got this following, and everybody knows who Taryn Cochran is.
It's a weird thing. It's for me, it's just been a lot about passion. I'm just passionate about music, and whether it's local music or just in volunteering with different organizations, from North Central to Mosaic to any kind of Telemiracle,
yeah,
just getting involved. I'm just passionate, and I believe in the people and the people that do things in our community.
Yeah,
even Saskatchewan music, it's some of the best music in the world, and
totally.
I will continue to shout that from the rooftops. I mean, you look at bands like One Bad Son, Dead South, who just won a Juno Award.
Right.
Right? And quietly do really well here.
Yeah.
And then finally, when they break the barrier, right, they explode.
Yep.
And so we just need to get more people to hear about these artists. Coulter Wall from Swift Current just played the Ryman last night, 2 nights ago.
And his dad's a lazy bum, but
pulled a shoot on Saskatchewan, but no big deal.
Yeah. But, you know, so I don't know. I believe in people. And, I Joe Strummer said, from the Clash, without people, you're nothing. And I firmly believe that. I mean, you look at all the entrepreneurs, all the entire community of Regina and Saskatchewan, it's about people, and it's about us all working together in unison. I'm a happy guy. I'm compassionate. I'm passionate. Definitely about music and stuff. But years ago, I would email radio stations and say, can I come on and talk about music? And they'd say, no. Right? And so, and then an opportunity came up. I advocated for Walter Osnick to get a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Junos because I'm a polka king. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
And that opened the door. I did an interview on CBC. That launched into the national.
Right.
And then friends of friends start talking about, oh, this guy's really into music. Because when you talk about polka,
yeah,
it's a rare... Right, it's weird,
right? Especially a guy of your age.
Yeah, to be that. Yeah. But that's where I grew up in a small town, right? Sure. I grew up with polka parties. Yeah.
Limp Bizkit polka,
right? My credibility just shot right out the window.
Now, if Fred Durst comes out with a polka album, you better be promoting that.
Man, if you listen to Gold Cobra, then
no, I don't want to.
My God, it's so bad. It's so bad.
Okay, we gotta move away.
Okay,
you said something shocking to me just before we started this podcast. What about Hoobastank? You were listening to their new album?
Yeah.
They have a new album?
They do. Push and Pull is called. Yeah, I listened to it in my car alone.
God. Yeah.
It was not, windows up. Bad, but you know what? You can love music and you can be passionate about music and you can have your favorite bands, but we all gotta admit we have our guilty pleasures.
Yeah.
But there's also that curiosity. You know, when you see a sign that says do not touch, you wanna touch, right? Yeah, so when I see Hoobastank has a new album, I'm like, what the hell? All right. I mean, it's no the reason, but what is? What is?
Even the reason isn't the reason.
one of the cool experiences I've had, we did a backyard party with Whale and the Wolf out of Edmonton.
I remember that.
In the backyard with Drew and everybody, and we were listening to them play. And they had only 9 songs at that time. And when they were done, they're like...
Encore.
Yeah, they're encore. And one of the guys comes up to me, I forget which one, he goes... We don't have any more songs.
but now they do.
Yeah, man. Now they do, and they have a cool new one out, don't they?
Yeah, Staring at the Sky. That's a kick-ass single. Yeah. They actually just released that too today on Night Vision, which is a subsidiary of Warner Music, to basically help get more airplay, more spins, more so on and so forth, right? So they kind of attached themselves to that boat. And actually, I had a conversation with somebody about Whale and the Wolf last weekend when I was in Martinsville, as one ends up.
Mm. There you go.
And when she talked about, it was a lady named Angie back in the town here, and she talked about how much she loves Whale and the Wolf, but how their sound is so unique that their fan base are very dedicated.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and Ryan from Whale and the Wolf said he's never had a stronger fan base than Regina. And no, that's partly thanks to you guys.
Well,
too.
We love Whale and the Wolf.
Yeah, they're great.
And it also helps that they have that radio connection too. You
exactly.
Know? Yeah. I mean, they've got radio backgrounds. Yeah. And they're just good guys. Oh, you know,
nice Whale guys finish Wolf, first, right?
Yeah, they really do. And actually, I'm looking at because right now, as we record this podcast, the show is running in the background. I'm looking at the computer screen. It's right there.
It's playing right now.
The new song just came up.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, and actually, it's on the Rock 20 Countdown this week, too. We're featuring it.
Right on.
Yeah, I look forward to that. Anyway, yeah, it's good to know that there are still nice guys out there in the music industry. It's not what it used to be, man. Back in the day, you'd have like Motley Crue. They were dicks. Straight up, like I even ran into Nikki Sixx well after they were past their prime, and I remember he was a dick.
I'm shocked. I am shocked.
But let me ask you this, because I'm not a music guy like you guys. Do they have to be nicer now because the world has changed? Like, they rely on people coming to their shows now. You know what I mean? Because you don't just go buy an album anymore. You can download the thing. So they have to kind of be more radio friendly, more media friendly, because they got to encourage people to come to their shows.
Well, I think in general too, in life, I mean, you should be nice. And the music industry is so small. I mean, realistically, across the country, it's a small industry. So if I came in here and I was just yelling at you guys and calling you names,
I'd be fine with it. But
but you're gonna go like, so screw that guy.
You'd be called ballsy.
Exactly. People are like, hey, look, it's ballsy on the air again.
But it's not only that too. It's just society has changed. I mean, there was a time when what Motley Crue and those guys, you know why they were dicks? It's because that's what got the girls at the time. And they knew this. You get the girls to the shows, you get the guys to the shows. And they knew that. So that's what they did. Now, girls aren't they're not into trying to think of a way to put this, because I was going to say they're not into dicks, but some of them are. So not as much, not like it used to be. I
actually listened to Dolby did a podcast years ago called Interim Music Podcast with Scott Bennett from a band called The Pathless Travel,
right?
And he just had a really good quote. I listened to it yesterday. He said rock music 101, Nickelback, Chad Kroeger, when they first started out, would go and have beers with fans.
He had beers with me, yeah.
Right? And that's now you're going to buy merch. Now you're going to support them, because willing to take the time. Coulter Wall, every show he plays, he goes out and chats with fans after.
Yep.
I mean, the guy could just go sit in the back room.
He could, and just collect a paycheck on the gig, and then that's it, and move on. But
and that means a lot to people, right? And I think it's... As a fan, there is nothing that will ruin an experience worse than loving a band and then meeting that band. Mm-hmm. That old saying, you never want to meet your heroes, right?
Right, don't meet your heroes, yeah.
what ifs. But mm-hmm. again, Walter Osnick, nicest guy in the world.
Right.
And that's his career. Yeah. I mean, he's a career of over 50 years, almost over 100 albums.
Mm-hmm.
Playing happy music, just the happiest guy.
He doesn't have to talk to anybody if he doesn't want to.
But he just loves it.
Yeah. Well, like Chris Cornell was one of those guys.
Exactly.
When I met him, he was one of the nicest guys I've ever talked to in life. And
Eddie Van Halen let me down, but that had a lot to do with the booze.
Because he told you, get out of my face, I got to take a shit.
Yeah, I asked him if I could take a picture with him. He said, but can you hurry up? I got to take a shit. Thanks. Great. There's my hero.
Oh, my God.
Who's the
I love that, though. No, like, part of me loves that.
Yeah, then I went into Alex's dressing room and drinking beer with him and his wife, and I said, you know, I've waited all my life to see you guys. He goes, well, I'll tell you, Ballsy, we're not like we used to be. He goes, we tried to figure out where Eddie's going, but once we catch up to him, we're cooking with gas. So that's exactly how the show went down. So what's the one artist you haven't met that you'd love to meet? Who's in your bucket list?
Oh, wow, that's a really good question. Bucket list artist that I would love to meet. You know what? They're not around anymore, but you know what would be the most fascinating person to meet, I think? Well, number one, McCartney would be fascinating.
Oh. Right, so, just yeah,
because he, like Sgt. Pepper, yeah. That, and it's not even so much about the music. I mean, it is, but it isn't. It's also the marketing and the fact that like Sgt. Pepper was groundbreaking from album art to liner notes to just
everything.
You know, losing the mop top, and just a guy who's seen it all. Mm-hmm. You know, my grandmother will always talk about how she gets frustrated with Facebook and nowadays technology. I said, Grandma, you lived through Elvis, you lived through the Beatles,
right?
Like you've lived through grunge, you lived through hair metal, right? Mm-hmm. All these stuff that I think are just fascinating, all these periods in music history.
Well, actually, the thing is, too, even with McCartney, is imagine if like social media were around when the Beatles took off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that'd be good or bad, because there was the mystique of it, right?
Well, part of the fascination of the Beatles was the fact that the whole world was listening to one band at the same time.
Right.
In a time when...
That didn't happen.
Right. Like Hank Williams got his career because during the war, somebody would take a Hank Williams record and they lived in Ohio. Mm-hmm. They'd be stationed with somebody from Illinois.
Right.
And he would hear about Hank. Right. Like it just spread.
Well, you didn't
so
have,
differently.
You didn't have a platform before the Beatles came around to have a worldwide spread like that.
Facebook has ruined concerts, I think. And for this reason, you know, Guns N' Roses, man, they blew something up and walked off the stage in 1993 in Montreal. And you didn't know they're coming to Regina or Saskatoon. What was going to happen? Well, here I'm with my son at the Guns N' Roses show. And he's like, what song's going to be next? At? I just went to the Winnipeg playlist and said, this is what it's going to be. And it was exactly that. You didn't know before, right?
Yeah.
It's ruined it for me.
Well, at one time, before the listening stations at the CD stores, you actually had to take a chance. You drove, I know, myself, I drove an hour each way, picked up an album, and I went, God, I hope it's good.
Yeah,
I've listened to one song, but I hope the rest of the album is good. And you chanced it. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't, that's...
Well, I used to always sit at the listening stations.
Right?
That they had at, like,
you were the guy that security was like, all right.
Yeah, they were
time to go.
All right, get this fat kid out of here. He's bringing us down.
Are you going to buy the Hoobastank album? Or are you going to...
No, it's either that or Matchbox 20.
Can you imagine listening to Hoobastank while doing the Strasbourg Sex Education at the same time?
Oh, my God.
Don't get us too...
Yeah. I'm gonna get an email from the Strasbourg School Board being like, our sex education program is not that bad. It's thorough and it's robust and it goes through everything it needs to go through.
Lanigan's is fine too, I'm sure.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Now, Taron Cochran isn't just here, you know, for the chips and gum. He's here for a great cause. Ben Goff is coming up. I just affectionately call it Ben Goff, but it's a Gateway Music Festival. Mm-hmm. And this is how many years?
Hold on. Did you say there's chips and gum?
Yeah. No, we don't have chips and gum.
I have none
false.
Either. I know.
Yeah. Sorry. The Gateway Music Festival, 14 years. Yeah. Started off in 2004 with a young go-getter by the name of Corb Lund. Ben Goff Municipal Arts Council wanted to revive the arts in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So Carol Cairns and the entire board did this Battle of the Bands. And they had Corb headlined it. And they ended up getting about 100 and some people out. 14 years later, and we welcome about 3,000 people out to a town of 327.
And it's, you guys have amazing headliners.
Was there Tom Cochran out there? Last year, Tom Cochran came out.
Yeah.
Steve Earle's been out there
before. One of the funniest stories that our artistic director, Mike Dawson, talks about is just that element to Ben Goff where it's a small town feel, but you had these big names. Like 70% is local music, but then there's also these big names. He said it was so bizarre to go to the grocery store in Ben Goff and like buying groceries and Steve Earle's like picking out vegetables. It's just so weird, right?
Well, and he's not a, he's known to be a little bit of a cantankerous kind of dude, too,
but he's
right?
doing his thing.
That's a good concept, though. You get a big name, like Steve Earle or Tom Cochran, and everybody knows it, so they come out there, but then they hear this other band. It's kind of like, here's my steak, but hey, we got some good dessert over here.
That's exactly it, and that's the whole premise of it, too, is shining the light on Saskatchewan, right? Right. This year we got headlining... We have Kentucky Headhunters, who are more for the, obviously, the RM crowd.
You going to sing it?
I can't remember.
Let's all go down to Dumas Walker. Yeah. What did you say? Dumas Wonker? Yeah. I mean, that one would work, too, I guess.
Dumas Wonker. I'm pretty sure that's not going to get me thrown off this podcast.
Record label guys just walked by as you guys were saying that. I'm sure of it.
They're like, sign him now. Yeah.
I thought here's a contract. Here's
Dumas
a contract.
Wonker.
I thought it was Dewar in Mississauga. That's what I thought.
And who else is there?
So they got Big Sugar.
Oh, nice.
Which is awesome, yeah. Just last act signed was Stephen Page from Bare Naked Ladies.
Nice.
So he's going to come out. Yukon Blonde, Kathleen Edwards.
Oh, wow.
Got a ton of, actually, Small City Blues, Queen City Rocks, Battle of the Bands, 2018 winner are going to play.
Yeah.
But if you actually, next time you guys talk about them on the air or want a discussion point with Adam Hoffert from the band, he's got a tattoo on his arm. It's a Gateway logo.
Really?
Yeah, his family's so involved with the Gateway Festival for years.
Holy man.
He's massive.
That's
Gateway.
That's dedication.
They play every year, yeah.
Talk to me when you get a Chad and Ballsy tattoo.
When does it go and how do people
for
get
sure.
tickets?
Okay, so the Gateway Music Festival, the name of it is the Gateway to the Big Muddy Valley. So it's down southwest Saskatchewan. Gatewayfestival.com. You can also, there's a list of locations in small communities if you're listening to the station in Coronach or if you're listening to Weyburn online or wherever it may be.
Right.
You can go July 27th to 29th and there's two stages. We have a main stage where the headlining acts and it jumps back and forth. So in past years, I've actually watched the Stampeders play. And I've turned in a drunken stupor, turned to my right and watched Canadian pop punk legends Chicks Dig It play.
Really?
So I went from the Stampeders to Chicks Dig It, and I went, this is the greatest night of my entire life.
Yeah, that's good. I like that variety of show. Not a lot of people have the balls to throw something like that. I think that's a good
and
idea.
And it works, and people dig it. And I think a lot of it is more so, too, of the atmosphere. It's no stress. There's not, I mean, you don't have to check your bag at the door.
Right.
Right? It's just, you literally can be just hanging out, and then Joel Plaskett will come and have a beer beside you. It's that
very
kind of atmosphere,
cool.
right? Where it's just laid back.
Yeah, I like it.
It's been awesome.
I look forward to it. All right, well, get your tickets for that. Also, before you take off here real quick, I want to talk about this music trivia night you got going on at Rebellion tomorrow night. What's up there?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm doing it about once a month. It's called Your Music Sucks Music Trivia Bingo, tongue in cheek, about how everybody says, like,
Your music sucks.
Yeah,
it does.
But it's getting people out, music lovers, and it's all Support Music Heals, which you guys are familiar with.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All the proceeds go to Music Heals, and we do it a little bit different. It's bingo. But it's a little more theatrics and more of a circus. I take Chef Malcolm's homemade pies and I throw them at people. We get the crowd to boo if you win.
Right.
It's just more lively and we get a little bit crazy, a little bit nuts. We have an ass paddler if you try cheating. And
it sounds like a Japanese game show.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, without the crazy costumes and the weird shit.
Especially with the ass paddler.
Yeah, right. That's
good. Hey, so before we let you go, $60 million tonight. What's the you win the $60 million lottery. What's the first thing you do besides strip naked and run down the street? What's the next thing you do?
Oh, my God.
Don't do something reasonable.
I would do a tour. There's actually a guy that wrote a book about all the crazy places in music history, and he toured them all, not stuff like, oh, here's CBGB's.
Or Woodstock.
Here's here's where Buddy Holly's plane crashed. I would take a bunch of money and do a road trip.
Just like weird,
all this crazy
places.
Shit. This guy went to that, I can't remember what city it was, but where, was it Whitesnake, where the theater burnt down? Remember that?
That wasn't Whitesnake. That was, I know people right now are like, I can't believe you guys don't know this. They were just here. They were here.
Great White.
Yeah, so he went to
Long Island.
Crazy shit.
Yeah. How about the non-music guy knowing what it was?
See? Good job.
You guys, your music sucks and your knowledge sucks.
Hey, if it comes to music tragedies that killed over 100 people, Ballsy's got it down.
Right. Yeah, and you know what?
I want to
mention, too, I had a shitty day yesterday and I thought to myself when I was listening to Limp Bizkit, I thought, if in 1999 Limp Bizkit has the power and the motivation to cause a riot.
Yeah,
remember
that
Limp Bizkit caused a riot? Think about that for a second. The next time you get down on yourself and you go, I can't do this.
Right.
Goddamn Limp Bizkit started a riot.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just one of those days.
Right.
When you don't want to wake up.
Everything is...
We could do it all day.
How does anything limp get anybody excited? That's
right?
The question I have.
All right, that's it. Thanks, Darren, for coming
in. All right, thanks so much, guys.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Before we take off, we posted a video of Richard Roy promoting his garage sale in Weyburn this weekend to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thewolfrocks, and it's kind of gone viral. This morning we talked to him. Here's a clip of his own promo if you missed it.
Put on your sunscreen because these prices are hot.
Cool off of this brand new moan shower head.
Ladies, they don't call it moan for nothing.
Did you pop out a kid? Then pop on down here to us. We've got sleepers, t-shirts, onesies, twosies. Don't waste your time washing your kids' clothes. Buy new ones from us. It's heating up in here because the prices are so hot.
Richard, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you guys doing?
Oh, he's got his voice on already.
Oh, I like it. Richard, I watched your little sales promo video for your garage sale this weekend. Looks like it's pretty smoking, buddy.
It is. You know, scientists have been saying that we've been contributing to global warming. I just didn't know that our hot prices are contributing to that.
Oh, wow. You are a salesman. So are you having a garage sale because you're going through like a life change, like a divorce or something? What's going on there?
Man, I've got so much product coming through my garage every year, same time every year, hot prices. You got to get down here.
You see, he is a perfect salesman because he doesn't even answer your questions. He just moves on to a sales pitch. You have a ton of views on that promo video already, man, and I hope you got room for a whole pile of customers rolling through this weekend.
Friday at 4, man. We expect you guys there at 3. We're going to see you there at 2 o'clock.
Richard, I got a question. I got a question for you. Do you even know who you're talking to? Do you know who you're dealing with here on the other end of the phone here? Do you know the popularity of Chad and Ballsy?
You guys are my new customers. I hope to see all you guys are.
He has no idea. You know, since we put that on our Facebook page, your views on your page went up like 1,000. So the first question I have is, when Chad and Ballsy show up there, do we get a Chad and Ballsy discount?
Are you kidding me? These prices are so hot right now. If they get any hotter, they're going to put a carbon tax on.
So what you're saying is prices are so low, we don't need a discount.
It's rock bottom, my friend.
Oh, man. What's the hot ticket item? The one item we have to have at your garage sale, Richard Roy and Weyburn?
Oh, man, there's this exercising machine. You're going to be melting off the calories. It's just smoking. It is the cheapest exercise equipment that you can get. I think it's called a sewing machine. I have no clue how to work it, but I've lifted it up and down the stairs for my wife 20 times.
That's good. My follow-up question would be is, how many pieces of laundry can you hang off of it?
Oh, my God. I don't even know how to answer that.
Well, but do you have laundry to hang off of it if we'd like to? Can I buy some clothing?
I've got about 20 tables. I got onesies, twosies, sleepers, creepers, anything you need. Come on down. I'll fit you up with it.
So you got adult sleepers, like adult onesies?
I think I still have one left, but I can't guarantee how clean it is.
Oh, Richard
Roy.
Well,
that better be a discount.
Yeah, Richard Roy of Weyburn, Saskatchewan. I got to tell you, your garage sale, it sounds like it's just going to be a beauty. So once again, what are the hours just so everybody could be filled in?
Mm-hmm. Friday at 4 o'clock. Products aren't going to last long. They'll probably be gone by 5.
Are you having like any like lemonade or any dainties for the people? Ugh. I know in Weyburn you serve dainties. No,
man. Then you get the you get the government on you. I don't even want to go there.
Keeping the government out of it. Oh, it's Roy. It's Richard Roy, yeah. And we love you, buddy. It's just such a great idea you have. That orange suit of yours, is that for sale?
No, man. That's my trademark. I've got probably about 20 different colors. I wear them to all of my events, and it's got my name embroidered on them, so you know it's mine.
All right. Well, we'll bring the speed stick because I know we'll be sweating because of all those smoking
hot deals.
The deals are hot.
Richard,
by hot, none of the stuff is stolen, right?
I can't guarantee where it came from. I just sell the product.
I just sell it. Okay, very good.
All right, congrats, Richard, and hopefully everything goes well this weekend. I think it will for you.
Thanks for the call, guys. Ow!
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.